Okay, so here is the guessing game. The big thing is that I'm using sessions here to keep track of the answer. So instead of doing the keep track of it by hiding it and then bringing it up, I'm using sessions to keep track. And the other thing that I have in here is I am using JavaScript to set the focus back. Okay, because if you play the guessing game, you don't have the ability to basically go and get to the unfocus and so get it into the box. Okay, well, let me bring this up and run it. That would be a smart thing to do while I was getting ready, but I wasn't feeling smart. Okay, so this would be at 'Look at my examples. The one I'm looking at is sessions focus. There we go. Okay, so I am making a guess, and the start three and all of those things that I'm putting up there is just to reveal information. I wouldn't have that there if I wasn't using it for revealing information. So, if I guess 5, it says submit answer, it says your guess is too high. Okay, and that 3 up there is the right answer. So, notice the cursor is back. And if I click 1, it says my guess is too low, but again, the cursor is back. And if I click 3, it tells me that I guessed it. Okay. And the cursor is back. So that taking the cursor back and putting it into the box is done with JavaScript. So you notice I have a script down here, a JavaScript, where I said script type equals text JavaScript. And then I am using the set focus. So I'm saying document get element by ID and get the one that has an element ID and set the focus there. Okay? So I am setting the focus, and that focus will then puts the cursor back in the spot. Okay? So that's how I can incorporate JavaScript to do that. PHP doesn't lend itself to doing that terribly well. JavaScript does. So I have the document get element by ID and focus, and that puts the focus into that spot. Okay. And on load, I said set focus. So basically with the sessions, I now have the answer in a session. So I echoed out up at the top the word start, and then I echoed my answer, and I'm echoing out the information so that my answer is not showing anything, because at the beginning I haven't got my answer. After I have my answer, then it will show stuff the next time through. So if I start this program brand new, okay, I don't really want to do that.
Try a new tab, maybe?
Yeah. That seems to me to be an easy way of doing it. So anyway, at this point, I am saying start, and the 9 is actually the number that was chosen. My answer has nothing in it, so I am not showing my answer. So right now, 9 is what I have in the number to guess, okay? So I'm saying, show me the session's number to guess. And if I put in a 7, it comes back as too low, but now I'm putting out both the start and my answer. So the 7 is what I put out for my answer. And then the number to guess stays at 9. Okay, so if I then guess 12, it's giving me that it's too high. There's the 12 showing, and there's the 9. So I'm basically showing the information as I go through, and I echoed out the word start, indicating that those are the 3 things that I'm showing. And I don't have any breaks between them or anything like that. So that's 12, and then when I put in 9, it says, you guessed it, I've picked another number for you to try. And that was the one complaint I made about to a bunch of you, is that, yes, I could play again, but you could have given me a hint that I could play again. Okay? And then with you, I think I couldn't play again, right? So,
I don't know why you would. It's a terrible game.
Really, really boring.
Hey, look. Stop judging my recreational time. Don't you know that I sit and play guess my game, guess my random number by the hour?
I fixed it.
So basically, session is keeping track of number to guess, and periodically I am now doing the checking. So I'm saying, if session number to guess is less than, if session number to guess equals, and so I can keep referring to the number to guess within the session. Okay, and basically by doing that, I am able to pass the data, basically, as I go around, because I'm keeping track of the session number to guess. Okay. And then if I get it, I generate a new number and say, put a random number in the session's number to guess. So I'm starting a new number if I get it. Okay. So once I've gotten the right answer, I am establishing a new number to guess. Otherwise, when I compare, if it's less than, I say it's too high, otherwise it's too low. But if I guessed it, then I generate a new number to guess. And so number to guess always has in it the number that I need to guess. Okay.
What is the thing down in the bottom there, the document, the get element thing ID?
Where are you? That's actually, that's JavaScript, and that's DOM.
The DOM.
The DOM.
Oh, okay.
It's DOM, and so it's get element by ID, and so that's the ID that I have associated with it. So I'm getting anything that is the get element by ID, and what I'm doing is set the focus on that. And so the get element by ID is the name of the box, and so I'm setting the focus onto that box.
Is there a way to
actually answer ID? What?
Is there a way to make the page reload if the guess is correct?
Way to make the page reload if the guess is correct.
Yeah, like a JavaScript function for reload.
I'm sure you can.
That's what I tried to do to make it like rerun again. But I ended up just putting in the function for the random number.
Okay.
Which is what you did. but I wanted to just reload if it was in that loop.
I guess I'm not understanding the difference. I mean, basically, when I'm finished with this and hit enter, it reloads automatically. The page is reloading automatically. So if I run this, okay, so again.
It's not reloading, it's just rerunning your random number function. That's all it's doing. When it matches.
Okay, so I'm starting out with 10.
Yeah.
Okay. And so basically I'm playing again, right? So if I put in 8 and say submit answer, it goes all the way up and hits that start instruction. And so it is rerunning the whole thing because I'm getting that start coming out.
Oh, so you're saying it wouldn't work because that's what the button's doing in the first place.
I always have this problem understanding you. Have you noticed that?
I want to put a reload function inside the loop for when the number to guess equals the random number.
Yeah, but I did that in a certain way.
So instead of looping in the program, you want to just read the page?
Okay, I've got other versions of this up here. There's one that has...
But with the way I ended up doing it, I just put in...
I mean, on all of them, what I did was I said, okay, if you get it, generate a new random number. Okay, so if you get it, if you get the answer, it generates a new random number and goes back in, but you're going to see the start and everything happening again because it's going back in and doing it. Okay. This one I did without any functions. So this one has an if and then it has an else. And it's all actually done without any functions. So I just did it all just by writing the code. The next one is I did sessions. And so, I did a function. So I had the function play game. So I'm coming in here and saying do the stat, and then do the function play game, and then do the function get guess. So I'm going and doing both functions. So the function play game is, if I don't have anything in my answer, it gives me a welcome. If I do have something in my answer, then it checks my answer against it and processes by either putting out a message or the combination, if I get it, of putting out a message and generating a new random number. And then I immediately, after I do that, I go to get guess, which checks to see what I put in. So which one is this? I'm now looking at guess sessions. Okay, so if I click this without putting in an answer, it just keeps giving me the welcome. Okay? If I put in an answer, then it gives me a response. If I put in the right answer, then it tells me I guessed it and generates a new number. Okay, but I don't see the new number until I try again. So if I then put in 6, it comes back, and 10 again, okay, and now I've got 5 is my guess, 7 is the number. If I put in 7, it tells me I guessed it, and I keep going through, but every time I'm changing start, so I'm coming in from the top. Is basically what I'm telling you. So it's reloading the page automatically after I put something in there. because the last thing I'm doing is get guess. Okay? And then it's done, and when I submit answer, it reloads the page. Okay. Questions? Okay, we are done. Your final will go up tomorrow. Your status sheet is already up there. So we're done. We're really done. As in, or else that's not true. We're not done because you still have work to pass in and I still have to correct it.
End of file.
So therefore, we're now good. We're now in panic mode. So stop panicking, please. The other thing is, I went online at Baytech, and I got an email actually from Baytech, and Baytech is doing something involving a big data seminar. If anybody is interested. And it is being done online, supposedly for free. Supposedly you can earn a certificate. And it sounds interesting. Now, when you check it out, it may not be interesting.
Are you doing it?
I'm debating doing it, but not for credit. I'm debating just listening. But not doing homework. I'm past doing homework.
Oh, there's homework involved?
If you want to get the certificate, there's homework involved. But you can sign up for it. I've done that before when they offer things like that. I've signed up for it and therefore got access to it, but haven't done the homework. So therefore I don't get a certificate, but it gives me access to the material, which is really what I'm interested in. But therefore I'm not looking for a job. If you're looking for a job, then getting the certificate is probably not a bad thing to have. So, anyway, if anybody's interested, I've got copies, huh?
I'll take one.
Anybody else want a copy? Okay. As I've said, big data is kind of the newest innovation in relational databases. Somebody tell Charlotte about it, okay?
What is this? Big data?
Big data.
As opposed to small data.
You interested?
This is my entire
check
range
out.
Function.
Why did you get that for Charlotte?
You make it sound almost as if it's like a drug.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, you interested?
No, it's... You know, it's the next thing that's happening in the in database area, relational
Correct.
Databases. Big data is the latest thing. And right now it tends to be super big companies that are interested in it, Amazon, Google, and all that sort of stuff. But there's going to come a time when it probably will be something you ought to know, so... You can get ahead of the curve.